Kyle Malin. Sorry, Kyle, to segue from wine to you. No disrespect intended.
That's okay. I like wine. All right. Wine is good.
All right. Let's talk about what's going on at the state capitol. First of all, there has been some progress with those bills regarding road commissions and how county governments can handle those.
Yeah, the state house yesterday passed a couple bills that would do exactly that. It would give county road commissions the authority to dissolve the road commissions if they're the ones in charge of appointing those road commissioners. There are some county road commissions up north in which the voters actually vote in their road commissioners. Now, in those cases, the voters would actually have to dissolve the road commissions if they want to do that. But here in Ingham County, if the governor signs the bills, which is expected, this would clear the way for the Ingham County commissioners to dissolve their road commission if they indeed continue to want to do that.
We'll have Vince Dragonetti from the Ingham County Board of Commissioners on at 8:46 to see what their plans are going to be. Let's talk about the gas tax. I hear that if the gas tax goes through as is, Michigan might have the highest gas tax in the United States.
Well, I haven't heard that, but you know, what would happen is that it would be a different configuration of how we would do our state tax, as opposed to taxing it kind of on the per gallon. It would be more on the overall price, the wholesale price of gas, which would fluctuate based on how much gas is at the time. So the more expensive gas is, the more expensive our gas tax would be, the more money it would collect in. And so, you know, we've been hearing about $4 gas and, coming up in the summertime. So it would be, it would stand to reason then that we would collect some money from, some additional money for our roads. You know, the question, though, that, you know, we can't focus too much on the price, I think, on this case. I think really the argument that needs to be made is, are we okay with the types of roads that we're driving on right now? If we don't want to pay any more for our gas or our registration fees, we're going to continue to get the roads that we've got right now, because there is no appetite right now to do what has been done in the past, which is bond out into the future for our roads. So, you know, the lawmakers are going around the state and they're asking those questions right now. Are you okay with your roads? Or would you like to see improved roads? Because from the standpoint of business, they want to see better roads because business doesn't want to come in here if there's a cruddy infrastructure to be transporting goods around on.
Kyle Malin is the editor of the MERS newsletter. Another hot story on the newsletter this morning. The legislature's only Asian American member yesterday called on Governor Rick Snyder as a U.S. Senate candidate Pete Hoekstra supporter to use his influence to get Hoekstra to pull his racially tinged ad. Tell me about that.
Well, you know, back in August, Governor Snyder did support Pete Hoekstra, who he faced in the gubernatorial primary in 2010. And so with the Pete Hoekstra ad obviously getting a lot of controversy right now, it was only a matter of time, I think, until somebody asked Rick Snyder to get involved, seeing that he is a Pete Hoekstra supporter. Now, the governor's office did not have a response last night to Senator Hoon-Young Hopgood's request that that ad be pulled and that Snyder do something in his power to influence Hoekstra to change his mind. They say they're focused on the budget and so forth. But, you know, getting involved for Rick Snyder is not anything that benefits him, because, he's also connected in the fact that the person who made the ad, Fred Davis, out of California, is the same person who came up with that One Tough Nerd thing in the Super Bowl 2 years ago that was so successful and caused a lot of splash. He's kind of in a sticky situation. He's better to just shut up about it and not really say anything. But obviously, folks in the Asian American community, feel very strongly about this ad and would like the governor to do something in his power, especially since he's so big on the bringing immigrants into the state and bringing in the best and brightest from around the world to help improve Michigan's economy. You know, we're kind of sending mixed signals here, aren't you? The governor is supporting an initiative to bring people into the state, and yet he supports a U.S. Senate candidate who puts that kind of stuff on the air. It seems like a contradictory message.
All right, Kyle, I've got a ton more questions, but I'm pressed for time. We'll try and talk to you later this week. As always, thanks so much.
Hey, it's my pleasure, Tony.